you let the Lord lead you, He'll never lead you wrong. God bless you today.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you. I give you all the glory that is due your name. Oh, gracious Father, I ask that you will forgive us for everything we said and did that's not pleasing in your sight. God, will decrease in order that you may increase within us. Spirit of the living God, I'm asking you to have thine own way, God. Heal, deliver, and set the captive free. God, we thank you for what you are doing and for what you are about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Philemon, the first chapter and the sixth verse. It's Philemon, the first chapter and the sixth verse. And it reads as follows, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for this morning is shine. Continue to shine for Jesus. So we're going to do a little background. We're going to find out who was Philemon. Philemon was a first century Christian and a slave owner who also hosted a church in his home. His name means affectionate in Greek. And from all we know about Philemon, he lived up to his name. Paul had led Philemon to faith on one of his visits to Asia Minor and had stayed in Philemon's house when in that region. The only mention of Philemon in the Bible is in the book by that name. The book of Philemon is a personal letter from the Apostle Paul to his friend Philemon, whom he calls a dear friend and a fellow worker. Philemon, first chapter and the first verse. So what is the meaning and the background of Philemon 1 and 6? I'm glad you asked. The meaning is that every good thing that is in the saints are among them. should be acknowledged to come to them in and through Christ Jesus, in whom all fullness of grace dwells, and from whom all is imparted. So everything you do for Christ, it should represent Christ. It should be acknowledged. You should shine. Your light should never grow dim. Most of all, your light should never blow out. You should also know that every good thing that is in Christ shall be communicated well and also done in faith, which is effectual to any good purpose. There is a very important lesson that we can learn from this verse as well. Paul's inspired letter to Philemon teaches a great lesson concerning Christian love, which involves concern, the caring and compassion for others. If you say you love your brother and sister, you will care what happens to them. You will care whether or not they are in church or not. You don't know what that person may be going through or what they may be facing, so that they have been out of church for a while. You will feel the compassion that they have. Ephesians 4 and 32 speaks on that as well. You will be concerned. It teaches a great lesson about being concerned for others as we walk in Christian love. So, people of God, if we want our faith to be effective, we must acknowledge every good thing we have in Christ. Don't keep it hid. You can't go around acknowledging the negative. You can't go around acknowledging your weakness. There are times you did not measure up on certain things, or how you should be more contained, more disciplined. You can't go around always with your head hanging down. We don't serve a Christ of gloom. You cannot go around always saying, this is not going to happen, that is not going to happen. You got to change your mindset. You got to change the way you think, especially change the way you speak. Your communication is very important. People of God, don't go through life thinking little of yourself, thinking that you can't do this or you can't do that. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. No, you can't do it by yourself, but you can do it with the strength of Christ that is within you. Don't go through life focused on your weaknesses. Don't go through life dwelling on your failures. Don't go through life with your woulda, shoulda, and couldas. Don't go through life with the gloom. Come on, here's somebody. That only makes you feel bad about yourself. That only makes you want to come up to the position to where nothing else is going to work out in my life. I'm just going through life. I don't have any emotions to do nothing. I don't have no unction to get up and shake myself off and to go after my dreams. Don't go through life just existing. Go through life with the praise. Go through life knowing what God has for your life. I just taught a message on Sunday night. I spoke about Jesus is life. If you don't have Jesus in your life, you have a life of disappointment, a life of chaos, a life of heaviness, a life of darkness. But when you have a life of Christ, you have abundance. You have wealth spiritually and naturally. You have a determination. You have a drive. You have the mindset to where I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You have the mindset, if God say I can have it, I'm going after it. I'm going to get it. You have a new life. And you shine. When you have the life of Jesus, you shine. Somebody can easily point you out and say, hey, that's a child of God. Hey, he or she is anointed. Hey, he or she is called by God. She is living the life that God has given her. So people of God, start acknowledging the good that Christ has done in your life. Step into the potential God has put in you. Let that personality he gave you come out and shine. Don't be your worst enemy. Be your asset. Don't be your liability. Be your access. Be it. Know what you can do. Know that you are effective. Know that most of all, you are needed. Yes, God. Be your biggest fan. Nobody should think better of you than you. Because you recognize that God breathed his life in you. The same works that my Father did, I can do greater. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead resides in me. Come on here, somebody. It resides in me and you. So when you acknowledge the good, when you say, Lord, thank you for the strength and the talents that you put in me, thank you for your gifts and for your favor. Thank you for taking me where I've never dreamed. Then your faith is made effective. And you're going to see God show out for you. You're going to shine. Oh, my God. I get it, your shine. When you realize how important you are to God. Oh, my brother, my sister. You're going to shine. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for entrusting us with good gifts and talents, dreams and visions. Father God, we acknowledge that we have greatness within us because of what Christ has done for us. Spirit of the living God, help us to step into our potential and let our personality shine, God. No more shall we be hidden. No more shall we talk down on ourselves, God. But we will shine for your glory. We will shine for you, God. We will not let our light grow dim. Father God, we believe that you will show out through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you. I thank you for listening, and I thank you for attending the revival. I'm telling you, God moved by his spirit. Five souls had gave their life to Christ. And what the greatest part about it, one man recognized that he needed Jesus because he was on the verge of giving up. But after the word came forth, he realized that Jesus never left him, that he still loved him. And that man rededicated his life back to Christ. People of God, that's what it's all about. We can't stop when we get tired, because when we get tired, that's when we realize we are pulling on our own strength and not the strength of our Father. I thank each and every speaker that was used by God during the week. I'm telling you, God used them. Even Pastor Geneva dipped our feet in water and she prophesied. I mean, God just had his way. God has had his